Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Squad, Danielle Stubbs, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, let's just start off. It was the first fall season for girls tennis. Overall, I just kind of want your thoughts on what you thought of the change, how things kind of worked out this year, and just overall, maybe some of the things that were good about this change, and maybe some of the things that, you know, with year one, there's always some tweaks, maybe some of those tweaks as well.
Yeah, you bet. Course weather. Weather was amazing this fall season, starting August 4th. Beautiful weather. We only had three times that we were rained out and needed to be in the gym. And typically in the spring, it's half or more than half of our practice times are spent in the gym. So definite positive is the weather. And probably like most tennis coaches will tell you, the downside was losing volleyball players. So that was our biggest challenge, but we made it work because we got some soccer and track girls out and ended up with a good sized squad this year.
And we did have a good sized squad. I'm going to come back and touch on that in a minute. One thing I just wanted to talk about too, because it's unique because the schedule, overall, when you look at the schedule, it's probably not all that different in the time constraint in which matches are played than where you're at in the spring. And even with maybe some of the practice leading up to it, I think you had about a week roughly before that first match against Centerville. And when you just kind of look at that schedule, what were kind of your thoughts on how that worked here in the first fall season, now that the season for the Eagles has kind of wrapped up and gotten to a point where, you can kind of reflect on how things played out within the schedule?
Well, our regular season was very quick. We were done from day one of first day of season to our last meet was 5 weeks. So that was more quick than usual than, previous season, spring season. So that was over very quickly. So that, some changes there and having quite a few meets, back to back or in 1 week or 2 week time. So that was a little bit challenging and not having quite as much time. You're right. We did start that August 4th at Monday and then had that Centerville meet was that Friday. So not a lot of time with our new girls and even returning to get a lot of practice time in with them.
And let's talk about some of those newcomers this year. I mean, one thing that I know a lot of people were worried about going into this change was, am I going to have enough girls to field a team or, are we going to be taking away a bunch from other sports or other sports going to be taking a bunch from me? That was not the case for your program here. Well over 40 girls that came out for tennis this year. And, there are challenges with that because you're trying to work with a lot of the different kids to see where they're at and try to evaluate that. But overall, a really good turnout and really provides that depth and, some challenges within the team itself to try to compete for those, kind of top 10, 12 spots in the rotation there.
Yeah, we did. Several new girls came out this season, which was fun to see. Regardless of whether they make the varsity squad in the top 10 or whether they're on our JV squad, we were thrilled to have them. Thrilled that so many were interested in tennis and really seemed to have a great season and enjoy the sport.
And again, we're talking to Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Program, powered by Hy-Vee here. Looking at this season, one thing that stands out to me, as we mentioned, a lot of new girls. I think about half of the top 10 that were consistently in the lineup for you this year were newcomers. And when you look at that, and I mean, that could be kind of a challenge as a coach, too. You look at it 5 out of 10, you're trying to figure out, different skill levels and trying to maximize everyone's game. And for the Eagles, it's just another year of solid, consistent play across the board, a 9-3 overall record this year. I mean, what can you just say about the state of this program and the girls that are coming into it and making those contributions to continue to year after year build that consistent tradition of success for Pella Christian girls tennis?
Well, I give it all to the girls. They work so hard. They come to every practice, and they genuinely want to improve. They want to be the best tennis players they can be, and it shows with their work ethic. They're all coachable. They listen to instruction and work hard and bring that over, you know, for each one of our meets. They just compete well. We've consistently had that and been very, very fortunate with the girls that we've had come out for our tennis program.
And kind of looking, I just want to highlight a few meets because I think they kind of speak to what you're talking about within those, within that hard work that the girls are putting in. I want to come back, highlight like the Indianola match, which is a 7-4 win for Penn Lake Christian. I think of that night where, you know, it was Elsa Breams, I think, played like 42 games of tennis total on the night or something like that. I mean, she played a lot of tennis because she had some tiebreakers and things like that. And look at the North Polk match there in regional play where it was winning. I think it was 3 super tiebreakers in singles play that really put you guys over the edge against the Comets there. And just looking at the way that this team just continued to battle throughout some of these matches where, you know, every now and again, maybe it was talent or athleticism that, you know, they had a little bit of a disadvantage in or something like that, but they just continued to work and find ways to put themselves in positions to win matches.
Yeah, you bet. We did have quite a few super tiebreakers, certainly in that postseason stretch. But yeah, we did. And they just worked hard and didn't give up. And tiebreakers, the super tiebreakers can be so stressful and challenging, you know, mentally and emotionally. And they just fought hard and came away with a lot of wins in those super tiebreakers.
And I want to kind of highlight the seniors. I'm going to start with the one who played the longest this year, Ava Breams. She's been a very consistent contributor for this Eagle squad for several seasons now, and it paid off this year as qualifying as an individual for the state tournament in the singles bracket there. I know that she would have loved to have gone to Iowa City and won a couple of those matches, and unfortunately just, you know, it didn't shake out that way, but she has been just a great consistency in the lineup for you guys for several years now. And for her to be able to reach state, one, what was that like as a coach to get to see her experience the joy of that state tournament? And also, what has she meant to you over the past couple of years just being one of those consistent contributors to the success of Petla Christian Girls Tennis?
Yeah, Ava, she'll be sorely missed. She's just been steady, consistent, and just a huge part of our program for several years. She's been a great leader, a great example to some of the younger girls coming up, or even when we get a new junior or senior coming out for tennis. She leads by example. They see her work ethic and follow in practice. And yeah, you bet. And regarding state, I was so happy for her and so proud of her. She had a really challenging semifinal regional match that the qualifying match for state and played her heart out against a very good opponent and got that win. So just was so happy and proud of her that she made it to state tournament and fell just a little short against two very, very good competitors, but played her best at state and did amazing.
She did a great job this season. Coming back, I want to touch on the second of our three seniors here, Kate Brofhart. Didn't necessarily early in her high school career crack that varsity lineup, you know, found her way into that varsity lineup and became a big contributor there. I think it gets lost in the shuffle maybe a little bit in tennis because it's like, you know, one and two, like you kind of look at it and it kind of gets distorted when you look at the lineup, but, you know, played her role very well within the team. And I think back to that match against Pella High late in the regular season, the final regular season match there at Pella High, just some very strong performances there against the Dutch as well. And just feels like, you know, she constantly continued to improve and invest in what Pella Christian Girls Tennis is all about.
She did. Yeah. Kate is one very, very consistent player. Another strong senior for us. Great leadership. Very much so. Coming in sophomore year at that five doubles position, did amazing and has worked her way up to that five single spot and just amazing. Kate has improved her game every season, added a lot more to her game, a lot more speed, a lot more placement, very strong net player, very, very good at the net and placing volleys and these things that she's just worked on really hard all three seasons that we had her on our varsity squad.
And our final senior I want to touch on as we're talking to Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis Program, powered by Hy-Vee. Chloe Nickel, a first-year senior that came out this year. You know, track and field wasn't a hindrance this year for her, where, you know, she's been a track and field runner. She was able to come out and try out tennis. And really, it felt like right away, use some of that athleticism that she has from basketball, track and field to her advantage, and made an impact in 1 year, even though she had not really had the opportunity to play tennis before.
Yeah, Chloe came in for us and worked her way up the lineup with some challenge matches and settled in at that four spot and two doubles and just did an amazing job. She learns quickly, learned how to get the tennis ball over the net and runs everything down, of course, as you alluded to with track, very quick and athletic and also very smart. She'd figure out her opponent's quickly you know where she was losing points or where her opponent might have some weaknesses and she figured out the game very quickly. I wish her with our other two seniors, of course, could have had all three of them another year on our squad.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about those seniors, they will be missed next year. And I know it's even kind of probably hard to plan a little bit for the future because, you know, it's so far away now, it feels like, from now to the spring or from now to next fall, but it'll be here before we know it. And one thing to be excited about is a lot of young experience coming back for this team. Just one junior among that kind of top group that was contributing at the varsity level there. A lot of sophomores and freshmen this year that'll be juniors and sophomores next year. And really, it feels like Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis in a great spot to really build and, you know, maybe even go beyond what they were able to do this year, just because there's going to be a lot more experience and just a lot more, skill that'll be added onto here in the years to come.
Yeah, we do. We're fortunate. We have several who are working their way up the ranks and genuinely wanting one of those three spots on varsity, one of the three open ones from our seniors graduating. And they're working hard. They're going to come out in the off season and work on their games. And hopefully, like you said, hopefully we'll come back even stronger next season.
Danielle, we appreciate your time as always. Congratulations on another great season of tennis here on Eagle Lane and a successful first fall season as well for Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis. And like I said, always appreciate getting to chat with you about the Eagles girls tennis team and already looking forward to next fall.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis Program here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.